And after that speech yesterday, Governor Dean had a night out during his visit to Los Angeles. NPR's Amy Walters caught up with him at a Dean rally at the L.A. nightclub, the House of Blues.
Mere hours after Democratic candidate Howard Dean addressed the Pacific Council on International Policy, he showed up on L.A.'s Sunset Strip, where the 80s pop group The Bangles greeted him with a foreign policy message of their own. And the rock divas were just part of the Howard Dean show. Dean supporters crowded onto both floors of Hollywood's House of Blues to hear his message. They could hardly contain themselves when movie icon Rob Reiner introduced him.
And now, the man you've all been waiting for, the next president of the United States, Howard Dean!
Wow.
Neither could Howard Dean.
All right, California!
The jacket Dean arrived in was gone, and his shirt sleeves were rolled up as he brought his audience from rock and roll to the nuts and bolts of the big policy speech he made earlier in the day.
Now, I know this is California, but I have promised that I'm going to say whatever I say in Iowa and New Hampshire. In California, 10% ethanol in every gas tank in America reduces the total world oil demand by 2%.
Despite Dean's hesitation, his message took. By the end of the rally, the scene started to rub off, and he, too, began to transform into more of a rock star than a political candidate as he worked the audience.
Thank you very much, because you have the power. 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 You have the
power. One 22-year-old Jenna Sugarman had her doubts about the Democratic frontrunner, but she left the rally with a House of Blues lollipop in her mouth and a smile on her face.
He really speaks from his heart, and he's really inspiring.
Jenna is also a Bengals fan.
I love the Bengals.
For Day to Day, I'm Amy Walters in Los Angeles.
This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.